The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Survey of 2,000 employed women find that the average woman...
That's the problem right there. They start letting women work.
Too many employed women.
100 years later, there's a pandemic once they started working.
Look where that's gotten. It all started there.
All started.
The average woman gets mansplained.
Oh.
Which is talked down to, spoken to like a child by a male coworker, for instance.
Yeah.
While on the job 6 times each week.
Man, is Meg here yet? She's probably in the building yet.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, I'd like to talk to her about this. Explain it to her. No, no, I'm joking.
Break down the concept for her first, and then ask if she's ever experienced that.
Here's what mansplaining is.
And then tell her
she
hasn't experienced it.
Yeah, that's never happened to you.
Because I've seen that, and I think some guys don't even know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
They don't.
I think there's actually some free-thinking liberal dudes out there that don't even know what they're doing, and they're doing it.
Oh, they think they're
And being... I guarantee we've all actually probably done it accidentally in the past.
Yeah. They think they're being helpful.
Right.
3 in 5 women think that the men in their office don't even realize that they're explaining information that they already know. Another 40% have been told by a male colleague that they come on too strong.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that can be a little condescending. I could see that.
I thought you were going to say they came on too strong.
65% of women agreed that their company does not provide the same opportunities to women as it does for men. A third said their company has no female supervisors. 62% of women are planning on leaving their current job because there's no room to grow.
Hey, we got a woman boss here. So we're woke.
Respondents were asked about their top reasons to leave a job. Harassment came in at number one.
How you doing, Craig?
Followed by a lack of work flexibility, unequal pay, and a lack of consistency in company policies.
Are companies coming out now in this day and age because of what's happening? You know, you're lucky you got a job. Anybody been told that yet?
Well, not with...
That happens before. That happened before pre-pandemic, not just, you know.
It did. Yeah. You know, we had a pretty low unemployment rate.
Yeah, we did.
So
now we don't.
Less so, yeah. So some of the women were asked what about the most infuriating thing that they've had mansplained to them.
We'll get Meg in here.
Hang on, we got Meg on the phone now.
Oh, good.
Huh. All right, anything we can explain to you?
Or we don't.
Do you have it pretty well handled?
I don't know. I think I need another breakdown, really. It's too much for my woman brain to handle.
My woman brain.
Yeah, we can see that.
When do you actually pull in here to work? I don't even know what time you get here.
Well, hopefully about 9 o'clock.
Okay, not till 9. Okay. Well, feel free to walk in, man. Feel free to walk in. I'd like to talk to you in person about this and explain it to you.
Oh, yeah, it's easier when person to person. It's too much over the phone, you know.
Yeah. You're distracted.
Your woman brain. You're distracted. Getting yourself all pretty.
Yeah, I am. Currently sitting here doing my makeup, trying to get ready for work.
Get yourself all gussied up.
Get yourself pretty. We all wake up early for that. You know that.
Yeah, we do.
Us, yeah,
because we want to look pretty for Meg.
Yeah, stop in when you get here. Okay.
All right, I will.
All right. All right. Push. Give her directions to the studio.
Walk her in here.
I'll explain to her how to use the key card out front
and how to use the microphone.
Yeah, you know. Get her by the elbow and guide her in here.
Yeah. I do appreciate that she's kind of a clean freak.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes.
Yeah, I wish she worked before us.
She wipes this place down
pretty
good.
Right.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So women were asked about the most infuriating thing that they've had mansplained to them. One woman said that she had a man mansplain to her roommate how to correctly pronounce her own name.
Oh, my God.
He thought she was doing it wrong.
Oh. That guy, how long was that guy alive?
He probably still is.
That'd be like us telling Dr. Mina how to pronounce her real name, her name. Because if you look, right. I know how to do it. So it's longer.
I'll
than
tell
that.
Her.
It's longer than Mina.
Yeah,
I know that.
Well, we'll just tell her the proper way to do it.
When she calls it,
she needs to get a second opinion on how to pronounce that.
I have a feeling she's heard that before, and then she just call me Mina.
Right.
Because it's actually longer than that.
Oh yeah, it is.
And it's not an uncommon name.
In India.
In India, it's not an uncommon name.
Well, it's not an uncommon Indian name here.
No.
I know that, but I still don't know how to pronounce it. I'm not even going to try it.
It's very simple.
Go ahead.
Meenakshi.
Yeah.
Well, you've been talking to her more often because of that second
I don't call her Meenakshi, though.
No. I call her Mina. Yeah. Or doctor.
Sure it's not Minoxidil?
Yes. I'm very sure.
I think she's pronouncing that wrong.
I think that's some kind of medicine.
It is.
Zit cream? Isn't that a Zit cream?
No, I think it's like Rogaine. Is it Minoxidil Rogaine? I think it is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I should find out.
Sounds familiar.
Another woman said at the racetrack where she's worked for 14 years, men regularly try to explain to her how gambling works as she takes their bets.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, because horse guys are, I can see that. Old school.
Bit of misogyny running in that crowd.
A little bit.
You think?
Hey, sweetie. I want to parlay that. Here's how that works.
You want to parlay?
I'm working behind the counter.
Yeah, behind the counter here.
I'm typing this in and sending you the tickets.
Let me explain to you what an exacta is.
Another woman said that her obstetrician disagreed that her baby was about to come. She mansplained and left for soda. 3 minutes later, the baby was born with no doctor in the room.
Might as well go for a soda.
Wow. No.
That happened to my wife with our daughter, but it was a female doctor.
Okay.
Her wife's like, the baby's coming today, and the doctor's like, I don't know. And then she went to check her, and the water broke all over the place. And she's like, okay,
over the place?
Thank you. Yeah,
right.
It was a mess.
Not your regular water breaking.
Oh, you are right.
All over the place, water breaking.
You are right, and somebody get me a towel.
Another office guy came in to move her phone, mocking her because he thought she didn't know how to move her phone. She said, well, the cable's too short. The guy gets under there, and he's plugging it.
Let me check on
that. Yeah, he stops and hollers, who put in a cable this short? And she's got that.
Yeah, I told you that.
I'm guessing IT guys are big offenders of this.
Well, they're offenders to dudes even. But you're right.
Talking down to everybody.
Move.
A man once tried to explain street harassment to a woman. Said, apparently it's a thing now. He told her.
So how you doing?
So it's okay.
Hey, mama.
So it's okay. But, I can't imagine. You hear about this mansplaining thing.
Yeah.
You know, they say it happens all the time.
I think we've all probably been guilty of that at just some sort of level at once, once or twice. I'm sure I've done it to my wife. And she'll correct me.
I think we've done it in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. We did. Make sure we have that. Explain that to Meg, that story again, when she gets in here.
We'll walk her through it slowly.
And see how she feels about it.
Well, we'll tell her how she feels about it.
And is her name pronounced Meg or not? I don't know.
She's going to come in here and stab all of us.
Yes, she is. But then she has to clean up afterwards, you know? That's the thing.
You have to tell her how to stab first.
Proper way.
You're stabbing me the wrong way. Right. It's downward.
You've never said that before.
You're missing the veins.
Right. You don't hold a knife like that. Yeah. Like this.
Slash, don't stab.